This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Yep, we are back. It's like a bad rash. We're here every day. I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here and paying attention. Well, I think you're paying attention, right? I'll know when you're paying attention because I'll see some comments in there that'll show that you're watching what's going on. Apparently, we vented war. We'll talk about that afterward. I was going to kick out the fact that when it comes to the Democrats, we do the same thing they do. We've done the same thing they do. And what happens? We're doing it all wrong. You know, it's just like this thing with the, in Syria. And again, in the second hour, I'm telling you, in the second hour, we're going to talk about this. I am so tired of a bunch of us, a bunch of you, whatever. Oh, he should have gone to Congress. Oh, he should ask for permission to do this. He should ask. You know what? Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead and debate it for a day. All right? And then let's see who's going to scream the loudest. Then let's let it leak. And 12 hours later, after the Russians and the Syrians move everything off of there, maybe start gassing other people, one of you will scratch your head and go, well, hey, you know, maybe we should have told them. I don't know. I'm just tired of all this. You know, you want to follow the Constitution? That's fine. Show me where it says he can't take any action. Again, we're not at war. Right? We're not at war. We just took action to slow him down, shake him up, show the rest of the Middle East that we're back. We're back in action. Now, if you head up to my website and go to the store, as you can see, I have several shorts. Shorts? I bet I have shorts for sale. I have several shirts for sale, but all of them with the brand hashtag, for you old folks, pound sound, hashtag stand. Stand for your country. You know, I put this out the other day, and the company I wanted to make the shirts pulled it. In a relatively short period of time. For a lot of reasons.
24 hours.
Yeah, wasn't even 24 hours. And so, what I'm saying is, you know, like, grab the shirt, you know, wear it at events. When you have the anti-Trumpers on the other side, you know, they have that, resist. So I'm having shirts made up to say resist with stand stamped across the outside of them. Because you need to stand for what you believe in. Now, notice I'm not saying, you know, fight and beat other people up and all that fun stuff. I'm saying do not back down. Stand for what you believe in. Seriously. You know, this is like nuts that we don't want anybody to feel bad and we're backing down and we don't want to start all kinds of stuff. No, no, no. No, they'll be. I'll be wearing no thongs, thank you. Anyhow, I'm going to do that in the second hour. I don't want to take all the thunder, right? After the first break, Xander Gibb will join us like he does every week. A new report claims that anti-Semitic activity skyrocketed by 40% in 2016 at college campuses. Are you shocked? Because I'm not. Seriously. And this was, and you know what? And these were mostly on college campuses, university campuses, with the largest number of Jewish students. Now, the anti-Semitism at the epicenter of campus intolerance is the second annual report on the subject released by the AMCHA, allowing for the direct year-over-year comparisons, revealing that the bulk of the increase in anti-Semitic activity was concentrated among several especially problematic schools. Now, let's see if you can figure out what those schools were before I get there. I'm just curious. The report divides acts of anti-Jewish hostility into two categories, classic anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. While the number of anti-Zionist acts stayed relatively unchanged, the AMCHA claims that the amount of anti-Jewish genocidal expression more than doubled from 2015 to 2016. On college campuses, Jewish students have often been subjected to severely intolerant behavior, actions that target them for harm and deprive them of their freedom of expression, as well as hateful speech. You know, the imagery of threats of violence. I mean, there's some pretty nasty stuff going on these campuses. Now, the AMCHA director, Tammy Rossman Benjamin, said in a press release, in the current climate of increasing polarization and acts of extreme intolerance, we believe that Jewish students and all students will be best served when the university administrators treat anti-Semitism and other acts of bigotry as forms of intolerant behavior that must be addressed with a single behavioral standard applied equitably to all forms of intolerance. Now, Rossman added that the 2016 figure does not appear to represent an isolated trend, noting that the first 2.5 months of 2017 alone, there were more than 30 incidents involving anti-Jewish genocidal expression. So this has been on the increase. We've talked about this a boatload of times on this show. What? Why? Can you imagine the outcry if this was against an Islamic group? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back right after the break. Xander Gibb joins us. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's we are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, look, you can't see it. Maybe you can. All right, close enough. Anyway, I've got a new shirt on. Yeah, I did buy one, but not with your money. If you'd buy the darn book, I could buy some new clothes. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can find that up on the website, therealside.com, in the store. Some of you have said you'd look for it, and I'm thinking, you sound like my 7-year-old kid. I can't find it. Well, it's in the kitchen. You know what a kitchen is. Go to the website. Go to the store. There's a button, red button, says store. Go to the store, and in that store you can buy the book, you can buy a mug, you can buy whatever you want. You can also buy the new shirts I've had made up. Now, the one I have on now says, stand and make America great again. You know what? Stop backing down from these other people. You take it off your red hat because you don't want the aggravation. Right? We don't need to resist. We just need to stand. They can't handle it. They won't be able to handle it. The shirt comes in a couple different versions. Stand to make America great again. Stand for America. Right? And then one that has a stand. And you'll see it if you go to the store. I'm not going to go through all of them. I mean, come on. You got to go do a little work on your own. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I also love having this guy on with me every week. I like to say we start our weekend off together. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday. And to help me understand the craziness that's going on. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we'll get you a shirt, too. Although
I have to get a really big one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, I'll have to order two, one for you, one for me.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually thought yours said stud, because I'm looking at the video, and the microphone's in front of it, and I thought it said stud. Stud, great again. I was like, oh, that's a great t-shirt.
Stud.
So great. Stud, carry on. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial. We'll come back when Tammy can pull it back together again. Anyhow, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, and we are done. Anyway, so you see, I lost the producer. Thank you. Appreciate that. She's gone. I won't see her for a week now. Anyway.
She'll be back.
Yeah, eventually. Before you came on in the last segment, I was talking about the rise in anti-Semitism throughout the college campuses, some of them as high as 40%. And just acts against Jews, period. For some of you who don't know what Semitism, anti-Semitism is, anyway. And, often you have this kind of aggravation. And here's what I said. I said, you don't hear an outcry on this, right? I mean, you are hearing about this everywhere. And I said, what if it was the other way around? What if it was a rise in anti-Muslim, where people are lashing out against Muslims on campus? We never hear about that. Not really. I mean, don't you think this would really be all over the news?
Are you asking me? Definitely.
Well, you're the only other one over there.
Social media sets a tone for a lot of things. And on Facebook, you can have groups. You can make up a group with things ranging from kill a gay person, kill a cop, kill a Christian. But if you do say anything derogatory about Muslims, they ban you. You can have a group called Kill a Jew on Facebook, but you say anything negative about Muslims, and I think it's a lot to do with the kind of social prescription of the day. It's the only thing that liberals have a big issue about. Oh, but if you're a gay Muslim, that's even better. You get a free T-shirt that way.
I'm looking at some of the rallies, pictures of the rallies, and one of the rallies has a young man with a Boycott Israel and a T-shirt on, and it's got a baby carriage with a baby and a missile going into the baby carriage, and I'm thinking, wow, there's a message and a half that's just not true. And that's the way they've been selling this. They've been selling this that the Jews, the Israelis, have been sending missiles into Palestine and other areas, killing kids. And you know what? If people would do just a little bit of homework, what they would find out is that when the Palestinians attack Israel, when they lob bombs over, they're lobbing them from schools. They're lobbing them from the parking lots and hospitals. So when you trace it back, when you try to fight back, there's not much you can do. You're going to have some citizen casualties, right?
You definitely are, but I think part of it with Palestine is they have a very good PR machine, and every time they attack Israel, like you say, it's not only that they're doing it from hospitals and schools, and they store all of their weaponry in schools and built-up areas. If one child gets killed, they use that in their PR. I mean, I'm not condoning the killing of anyone, let alone
right.
a child. Palestinian or Muslim. But they let me find pictures and show you pictures of all the Jewish kids that have been killed too. Because if we're gonna decide who's right and wrong in this situation by how many kids are dead, that's not really the way to do it. That's a very leftist ideology as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I wish we would just get back to, you know, treating everybody with respect, right? I mean, you don't have to agree with everybody, but treating everybody with respect. You know, again, this attack on the Jews, if you would, for all intents and purposes here in this country, any other, well, I almost stuck my foot in it. I was going to say, any other group would be no problem. Well, no, not Christians, not the white guy, especially not right-wing Bible-thumping white guys. I'm sure that would be a problem as well.
Quick plug there.
You like that, huh? Well, it is my show. Yeah. I get away with it once in a while.
I know.
You know, what do you, on college campuses, think about what's happened over the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, I don't even know how long this has been going on there, but really watching this upheaval, at least over the last 10 years, where I've seen that it's no longer a place where, you know, free ideas flow, where you can take on, you know, all sides of the issue, talk it through, work it through. You don't have to agree, but at least having the conversation. Now it's kind of, the conversation can only be around one thing. There's only a very small, very few issues that can be dealt with and talked about. Otherwise, everything's hate speech. What's happened?
I don't know. I think we've allowed this dictatorship around conversation. And the thing that I find really concerning is that, you know, the left wants to paint this as something that's only been around in the last few months, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. And that concerns me, because if you take a step back with regards to all this, even before he was the president, he was so pro-Israel. His daughter is married to a Jew. She's converted to Judaism to become a Jew. So if the president hates Jews, then he hates his own family, you know, number one. And number two, Donald Trump has been so outspoken about how badly Obama treated the Jews. I mean, how dare Obama?
Hold that thought, because I want to talk about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrew Gibb joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A lot more to talk about. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go over to The Real Side, STOA. Yeah, see, if you're from Boston, it's STOA, right? And head over there. Go ahead and laugh. I'm serious. I grew up there. I know how to speak Bostonese. I've got my shirt. You see my shirt's on. Take a look. Quick look. Yeah, see there? Okay. I can't help it, guys. I'm not standing up. You all right? The shirt says stand. Hashtag stand. And there's a reason for that. And there's several different variations of it. And the reason for that is stop backing away. Stop backing down. Stop ignoring these people. Don't let them push you around. When you see them out there, I'm not saying that you get violent with them or you get up in their face. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I am talking about is when you know, there's no reason why if you have an anti-Trump rally on one side of the street, you can't have a pro-Trump, a pro-stand rally. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week, every Friday, helps me shut the week down because, you know, I need help shutting it down a little bit. And we always have a good time. And, Xander, tell people where they can hear your show. You have a show every day. You soon have a Broadway musical. Yeah.
5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And right now you can catch us on Facebook Live for the next couple of weeks. But we will be, I think we'll probably be broadcasting directly from the website in the future. But join us. Everything's at xandergibbs.com. The book, the movie, the TV show, the...
soon-to-be miniseries, right?
The T-shirt. Yeah, TV Love series starting next week. The fifth series, it's called Xandermonium, and it's shown on Charter Channel 192, because I'm a TV star as well, you see.
Oh, that's right. For those of you in Boston, it's Charter Channel 192, all right? Okay. Anyway... See, I'll keep you out of trouble.
Do they have subtitles with the Boston shows.
You know, I saw a clip like that once where they had several different versions, and one of the versions was, you know, the Boston translation, where they, and it was kind of funny. Anyway, you have to come from Boston to really understand that. So the University of Oklahoma is now defending a decision to offer students in Greek life a series of unlearning workshops. They want you to unlearn racism, sexism, I don't know what this one is, ableism, and classism. All right? So because we've learned all this, this has now been ingrained in us for years and years and years, the Office of Student Affairs and the Women's and Gender Studies program have now put together these workshops because it's running. I'm so confused. I guess racism, sexism, classism, and ableism has been running rampant in an Orwellian brainwashing kind of way. That now the college has to have classes so you can unlearn these things. I'm thoroughly perplexed by this. I'm sorry. Am I wrong?
Ableism? What the hell is ableism? Excuse my French. Ableism? Is that kind of like to do with disabled people or what?
I have no idea. Let me see. Today I learned that all frats are racist, sexist, ableist monsters and all need to be reprogrammed, one workshop person went to. One of the titles workshop was Unlearning or Reeducating Through Liberal Brainwashing and Propaganda, came one tweet down. But able, I got to look that up. I don't know what ableism is. I have no clue.
Did you say liberal propaganda?
One conservative, what do you want to call him, a twittist? I don't even know.
Tweeter.
Tweeter. There you go. Right. I don't know. But come on, we need a college class. Oh, ableism. Here we go. Let's see. Also known as ableism, disableism, disability discrimination, and handicapism is discrimination and social prejudice against people with disabilities. Ableism characterizes persons as defined by their disabilities and as inferior to the non-disabled. Because, you know, I know that every time I see somebody in a wheelchair, I think about, you know, what a lesser human they are than I am. Don't you?
Absolutely not. I'm disabled myself. I have arthritis, and I've had it since I was 13. And so, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, but, you know, I don't have a wheelchair. I sometimes walk with a stick, you know, and they use it to beat off liberals with. But I don't look at someone in a wheelchair and think, hey, cripple, get out. Somebody needs to sit down.
But, you know what I mean?
It's just such a ridiculous ideology.
Well, just to think that we all have, we can't, one professor says we're all racist to a degree. I mean, all white people have a degree of racism. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm full of myself, but really?
I think there is some truth to that, but it's to do with terminology. Because the ideology is, like, once when I was in London, I was telling my sister about my experience at the subway station, and I said, oh, this black guy came over and shouted at me, and she said, why did you need to tell me the color of the person? I said, because it helps me to relay the story back to you. But apparently that's racist, too. But so we're talking about wigs. Don't forget that. Talking about wigs is racist.
Wow.
I was seeing Waters, of course.
Oh, God. We could do 5 hours on her and that team pretty much every night. I mean, it's just amazing. I still love Wasserman Schultz, her. You got the right Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters. I mean, this is their Class A team. This is their team of their core team of people. Just amazing. So
if this is the best they've got, you know, we're going to keep the Senate and the House for like 20 years, aren't we? Let's face it. I mean, what's that woman that's in charge? The one who can hardly stay awake. Not the SCOTUS woman. I mean, the one who kind of has one eye open half the time.
I have no idea. Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
Where?
The Democratic leader.
Oh, Donna Brazil?
No.
The Democratic leader. Oh, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Nancy Pelosi. She looks like a puppet, you know.
I almost had her out of my mind. Thank you for bringing all that bad memories back, you know what I'm saying?
She doesn't blink. She blinks like every 2 years just with like one eye.
Well, usually people who blink a lot are thinking. You know what I'm saying?
So. That's why she's blinking once with one eye every 2 years, clearly.
So, look, here's what I'm thinking. We've got all these crazy college classes going on. You got to deprogram people away from, again, racism, sexism, ableism, all these isms that, you know what, weren't a major issue, have really been falling by the wayside to a degree. And all of a sudden, we've got to create classes to stop all this. We've got these snowflakes who can't be challenged in any way about their belief systems. We can't put up pro-life posters. We can't have Trump pictures on campus because it triggers too many students. What is this country going to be? If we don't really attack this, what's this country going to be like in between 5 to 8 years down the road?
You know, some cultures believe in weeding out the weak. How about we just weed out the Democrats and be done with this? I'm joking, of course. I'm a comedian.
If
you are concerned out there, yeah. I'm not supporting killing anybody. That Democrat.
I'm looking at this stuff and thinking that it's almost like every little thing, you're standing next to your student or your child, and every little thing in their plate that they make a face at, you're moving out of the plate, you're moving it aside because they can't handle it, and you're worried they're going to freak out or something. And that's what we're doing with all these kids on campus. We're trying to make life like they're walking on rose petals and you know, smelling the flowers every day. This is not life.
Where everyone's going to win. Everyone's going to have a certificate. We can't hurt anybody's feelings. All of the kids have to be wonderful and fabulous and special. When, let's face it, not all kids are. Some kids are just average. But we spent the last 20 years telling them that they're wonderful and they're precious and they're this and they're that. And I'm sure they are to their parents. But when you go out into the big bad world, not everyone wins. Not everyone succeeds. Not everyone gets, the awards. Only the people who excel. And sadly, some people don't.
Somebody just said me. And we feed into this. We don't look at it. Why is it the educated people can't look at this and go, wait a minute, maybe this ain't so good? When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Arcadia University. They don't fly the American flag. They fly the civility flag. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side, and Xander Gibbs joined me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Right.
The company.
We are back. I'm John Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. But, you know, head to the store. There's a button on the website that says Store. Click on that, and you can look at the book, you can look at the water, what are those things, water bottles, the coffee mugs, the shirts. You see my shirt? It says stand. And it says stand for a reason. I want you to stop backing down. I'm not telling you to go start a fight. That's not what I mean. But I want you to stop backing down from these Soros-funded yo-hos that are wearing the black. Look, they're such cowards. that they wear bandanas. Notice you won't find any bandanas on the website. Because I think you should show yourself. You should be out there and let them know who you are and what you stand for. That's why his shirt says stand on it. Stand for making America great again. Anyway, I'm Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and I know because I listen to Xander's show from time to time when I can. He's on while I'm getting ready, and he does stand. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you do, and I mean that sincerely. I believe that you know you're always fighting for what's right, and to make sure that people understand what's going
on. Thank you. Someone actually said to me today, "Do I think that I defend Donald Trump too much? Absolutely not, because someone's got to do it. Let's face it."
Well, I know. All right, so what the heck was I going to ask? Oh, we were talking about the civility, or I was starting to talk about the civility flag. So at Arcadia, or at the Arcadia University, they fly a civility flag on campus. It's lowered anytime an incident of bias or hate is reported. Now, according to an email obtained by Campus Reform, the Pennsylvania College recently announced that it would be lowering the civility flag for a period of 5 days after a professor reportedly used an offensive stereotype during an interaction with a student. It was reported that the faculty member interacted with a student and used an offensive stereotype based on the individual's ethnicity, nationality, and the student was offended. So, other students who were in the vicinity were equally impacted. They immediately all dropped to the floor, took the fetal position, and rolled up into a corner. And it's perfect. Somebody sent me, it's perfect because this is what we were talking about a few minutes ago when I said, I'm worried about what we're going to end up in 5 to 8 years. Civility flags.
I'm offended that they're offended, to be honest. It's getting ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, when do we start? I know we beat this stuff to death, but I think people send this stuff to me just to make me nuts because I'm looking at this and going, I want to find the person who came up with the idea and I want to fire them. And then after I'm done firing them, I want to find all the people at the admin level that approved of this and made it happen. And I'm going to give them scrapers, and I'm going to have them, and some of you old folks remember this one, I'm going to have them run around campus and scrape all the gum off the bottom of desks and everywhere else in the school, okay? I mean, I want to dole out punishment to these yohos who decided a civility flag was the right thing to do because it would make the kids feel better. They would feel like somebody was doing something about their moment that they felt bad. God, just slap me.
I just wonder how they're going to fare when they leave college and go out into the world. I mean, there are no safe spaces in offices, you know. Well, there are. They're called the bathroom. But, you know, seriously, you can't go out into the world of work and say, I'm offended by that. They'll be like, you're fired.
And now they have a whole Facebook page devoted to the Arcadia University civil flag, and they further confirm on that page its existence. They explain that the goal is to promote circle discussions and educational workshops when the civility flag is lowered, and it's with the lowering of the civility flag should go beyond just raising awareness. And it should spark conversation. Why? So they can lower it even further?
I'm usually offended by flag burning, but here is one flag you can burn.
Oh, God. This is, I got to tell you something. I remember when I first moved to California, and the big thing was communication. Everybody needed to talk to everybody. You needed to talk everything out. You needed to discuss everything. I don't want to discuss everything. I'm not interested.
No.
You took my parking space. There's nothing to discuss. Move it or I'll set your car on fire. It's that simple. There's no discussion. Okay?
What are you, anti-car or something, Joe? Are you car-phobic?
You do not have to discuss everything to death. All right? I have a difference of opinion. Just move on. Let's change the channel. You know? I don't know. But this doesn't make it any better. Who comes up with this crazy stuff?
Liberals.
It's liberal
ideologies. I'm sure they recruit other liberals in these campuses. Oh, little snowflake, did someone offend you? Let's give you a flag and a T-shirt.
Or maybe they were those gold star recipients in elementary school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
All right. So the one thing that everybody wants to talk about, I'm going to hit it hard in the second hour, but this bombing of Syria. I know you're not a war advocate. You're not one that wants all this violence. But at what point in time is it okay to do something like this? When do we actually take action? I mean, enough with the talking. Like I said, time to burn the car up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think for 8 years we've had someone at the helm that's as effective as, I don't know what, ineffective is the word that I'm looking for. And in the eyes of the world, we've actually appeared weak. And Obama could have done something in the past 6 years about this. And I struggled for 24 hours since I heard about this. But when I heard that, when I heard this Syrian guy say today, we don't want to come to America. We want to stay safe in Syria. And thank you, Mr. Trump, for caring enough about us to do that. And that made me cry. And I'm not a weepy person. Anyone will tell you that. But if the Syrians are saying that they're glad that he did this, because there were no civilian casualties in this, let's make that clear, then he's got my support. And for those of you Republicans out there that say are turning your back on Mr. Trump because of this, then shame on you, rhinos.
Yeah, and this is going to sound cold, and I don't mean it the way it sounds, but there is no way to commit an attack. There's no way to fight back. There's no way to do this with 100% guarantee that there won't be any civilian casualties. This is just nuts for you to think, you know, we're okay with this as long as there's no collateral damage. Well, all right, then you know what? Ground all the planes, pull the ships back in. Nobody goes anywhere. Nobody fires a shot because you cannot guarantee 100% that there is no collateral damage. And, you know, conversation I had with somebody the other day was, if you lose a life, if you lose 5 lives, if you lose 20 lives, and it saves hundreds of thousands of lives, is that an okay thing? But is it really that bad?
No, I have to say, and I don't mean that in a callous way, because let's just face it. Assad has killed millions of his own people in the last 6 years. And I don't know if you know this about Assad, but he inherited that president's job from his family, as often happens in the Middle East. And before that, he was a dentist in London. I mean, what does a London dentist know about running a country?
Well, he knows about inflicting pain, that's for sure.
Yeah, clearly, because that's what he's done. And they actually call him Bashar the Butcher in Syria. Some of my friends that live there, they thank God they got out before the major trouble. But my friend said to me, why does America not help us? Does America hate us that much that they won't defend us? I mean, up until yesterday, I would have said it's not America's job to police everywhere and to defend everybody. But where has the UN been for the last 6 years? Where's NATO been? What have they been doing to help the Syrian people over
Nothing.
This period of time?
Nothing. You know what? I don't know Nikki Haley that well, but when she came out the other day and then said it, and she reaffirmed it today, was, look, this body has refused to act. They have fallen short. They're not doing their job. And as I said the other day, if this body refused to act, the United States would act on its own. And we did. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this was, you know, if you cross the red line, I'm going to bomb you. We did it. Didn't happen before. They didn't believe we would lash out. This has changed his presidency to a degree, has it not?
Yeah, and it's changed America because finally we have a president that is really going to make America great again. And he proved he wasn't swayed by opinion and by the commentary of the foolish opposition. Good on you, Donald.
Good on you, the Donald. Thank you very much. Go ahead and tell people, we're up against the time. Go ahead and tell people where they can see your show, where they can get more information on Xander Gibb.
Absolutely. Everything's at xandergibb.com. The book, the music, the show. You can catch us on Facebook Live weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come and join us. Come and join in the conversation. You don't have to agree. We're not a dictatorship. But come and join us. Tell us what you think.
Unlike here, I know where you live. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We are going to talk about the Syrian bombings. We're going to talk about the hypocrites on the left in this particular issue and how for 8 years we were driving in the back seat. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.